Love is in the air.
Oh yeah.
Every sight and every sound.
Baby. Come a little closer, honey.
I can't get that low anymore.
You're getting there. You're close. Akilah Easter is here. She is a lifestyle and etiquette coach and
hello
also
there.
A biology teacher, we just found out. Are most biology teachers also lifestyle and etiquette coaches or just yourself?
No, you know, I never fit in the labs. So
I bet not.
Never fit in.
Wow.
She's too fancy.
That's very impressive. Akilah, I think the first time Wendy and I met you was because Kevin, our producer, was getting married and we wanted some etiquette for the wedding.
Right.
Isn't that the first
right.
time that we had you?
Right. And we gave him some tips.
They're still married.
Yeah. They made it for what, 3 months? How
a little
long is
more
it?
Than that.
Almost
yeah,
6 months?
All because of Akilah.
Yep.
Thanks. Appreciate
how many months is it?
Just over, let's see, September to
days,
four? Is it four?
Hours. Now? I need days and hours,
yes.
Kevin.
A guy should always know that, shouldn't
give me,
they?
Give me a day to do that math.
Okay.
Well, now, as it turns out, Valentine's Day is coming up on Tuesday, and we need help. And when I say we, I mean men.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much because you guys are supposed to take over and take charge. And, you know, men are starting to complain about that. Like, we don't get a holiday.
Yeah.
But yeah, you guys are in charge for this holiday. So planning is key. Today's probably a little late to start planning, but you can hurry to go get some chocolates.
Yeah.
But a reservation, that's probably going to be pretty hard.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you don't mind eating at 2:30 in the afternoon or just after midnight, then you can still find some
yeah,
places.
And there's some fast food restaurants who are offering right. those little Valentine's Day.
White Castle. I did that once with an old boyfriend. It was really like, wait, we're eating inside?
What?
On a paper plate?
Awesome.
Didn't they put up seriously mood lighting?
Yeah.
Isn't there like red or pink
they
lights
do.
Inside?
And they say we're taking reservations, so you may not even be able to get into there.
White
right?
Castle's yes. taking reservations. That's impressive.
Valentine's Day is great. I have to tell you, my birthday is February 12th. So
happy birthday.
Thank you. And I'm not saying it for that reason. But I'm just saying that Jim kind of gets off the hook for Valentine's Day
because
it's my birthday.
Nope.
They
my
need
daughter's
to be separate,
birthday
don't
is
they?
Close to the holidays. And
yeah,
I'm sure that she wouldn't expect everything to be celebrated on one day.
No.
Well, I guess maybe I'm the one who says you don't have to celebrate. So I don't really get him anything for Valentine's Day. And every year he comes home with something for me and for the boys.
So are you saying that because you know he's going to get you a gift? Do you know he's going to get you something?
No, but every year he is.
He does.
It's just a little something.
It's cute.
But he brings something for me and the boys, and then I feel like, boy, I let you down, dude, because I didn't get you anything.
Well, here's a hug, right?
Right.
That's worth everything.
Best gift in the world. So is the holiday, I mean, realistically, is it just for women or is it a shared holiday?
I think modern times would make it a shared holiday.
Is it? Yeah.
Where maybe the woman doesn't have to go as extravagant as the man does, but I think that the man should at least take the initiative to try to plan something special for
that
day.
Mm-hmm. That seems
what
fair.
About like a spa day or something? Would that be a good gift certificate to your wife or girlfriend to say, you know, honey, let's go out to dinner, but I want you to have this gift to just enjoy yourself.
To
Calgon.
Give her
take me away. Yeah.
Yes.
Is
yes.
that a good gift idea?
That would be awesome. Maybe you want to spend the day together and then here's what I'm presenting to you. Like, okay, so now you get your alone time. Get away from us. You know, those
right.
different types of things. Yeah, that's a great gift. Yeah. And some people like to do jewelry. Some people like to do shopping sprees. A lot of different things. A newer thing that a lot of people are doing are having chefs even come to their house and
really?
Cook.
Oh,
yeah.
that is a good
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. So you probably get the house together. I mean, and it's reasonably priced. It's pretty much what you would pay probably if you're going out to a restaurant on Valentine's Day.
So you wouldn't have to do that. Like the chef wouldn't necessarily come to your house on Valentine's Day, but you would get your significant other a gift certificate or something and then have them come by whenever you needed them.
I mean, they can come on Valentine's Day. It may be limited, but yeah, that can cook on another day for you guys. Like, here's a certificate. You know, if you don't feel like cooking today, go ahead and use this.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
Or prepare it.
Idea.
They can prepare it for you and you can look like you cooked and
yeah.
you can present it out there and just pull it out and be like, hey, this is what we have today.
Would that fool you if Jim did that?
It wouldn't fool me. It would be. It just
You'd
would
like
be
that.
Cool. I would like to get somebody who would come give us a cooking lesson at
our
house.
Oh, that's cute. Yes. I've gone to cooking lessons for a date, but not come to the house
yeah.
and you have the wine and the chocolate and everything else. Yeah.
I watch a lot of TV, surprisingly, Akilah. And in every sitcom I've ever seen on their Valentine's Day episode, one member of the couple does something in their house or apartment where they do rose petals, and it's like a trail, and then it leads to something.
Yes. The bed, usually.
I'm about to say, what does it lead to?
It's almost always
the bed. It doesn't lead to the toy room.
It shouldn't, but sometimes it does.
It leads to something.
All
right, good.
Is this only the thing of sitcoms, or do people really do that rose petal path thing?
I mean, I've seen it like on Facebook and social media, where I'm like, I don't understand why you're televising this, but it is... people do that, and I think they probably do get those ideas. I don't know how many roses that would take, but yeah, you definitely can.
Good point.
Right? Picking that out, but it is showing that you took an initiative to make this a special day versus you're kind of forced to give a gift because of the Valentine's Day holiday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Can I tell you a sad tale of woe? And I hope this guy isn't listening. I was at Kohl's for something and picking up, I don't know, a pair of shoes or something. And I see this guy, and there's a little setup, a little tiny table setup with jewelry, inexpensive costume jewelry.
Yeah.
And he's holding something, and it was hideous. Mm-hmm. And honest to God, Bill, it made me almost want to cry because I know in his heart he's thinking,
this is awesome.
This is great. She's going to love it. And I swear to God, I wanted to go up to him and go, don't get her that.
Really?
I mean, it looked juvenile. I mean, maybe he was buying it for his daughter. I don't know. But it looked very juvenile.
Costume-y?
It just was ugly.
Yeah.
It was just gaudy and not.
But maybe this will sound terrible. Maybe that's her taste.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
From a woman's perspective, it probably wasn't.
Because if a store is selling them, that means somebody's buying them.
But they're putting it right at the cash register, most likely, to where it's a last minute gift.
It was like, right at the front of the store.
Oh, yeah.
To grab this on your way out. Okay. Yeah.
Jewelry is really a tough thing to buy someone. Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendation? Like, if you do want to get jewelry, maybe just a plain gold or silver chain, like try and see what they wear on a regular basis, like a couple months out. Do they wear more gold or more silver? And just something simple. What do you? Because this was ornately hideous.
You're like, why?
I felt
who made this?
And I feel bad. I didn't say something like, dude, don't waste your money.
I know you
that.
Well enough to know. I'm shocked that you didn't say, let me help you find something. I'll get you something.
Well, I didn't want to help him. I just wanted to say, don't get that one.
Well, if you're at the point where you're getting jewelry for that person, that's not going to be like you've only been dating a couple months. But if you're at the point where you're getting jewelry, hopefully you know that person and you can see their taste a little bit.
It's still hard to judge.
Yeah. But yeah, I would stick with basics. So maybe a nice silver charm bracelet or a nice, silver or gold, depending on what color you prefer, or some nice earrings. I wouldn't go for fake, but if you go for like a simple piece of jewelry, it can still be affordable where you're not going above and beyond, especially with the holidays that just happened in January and December. So you probably are just like, well, back to back to back.
Right.
Those are things.
That's so true. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any questions or comments? Akilah Easter is here, a lifestyle and etiquette coach. We're at 312-981-7200. If you have something you want to get off your chest, we're here. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
What are you doing, Bill? We're back on the air. What?
Happy birthday, Wendy.
You're plotting against me.
No! Akilah Easter is here. She's a lifestyle and etiquette coach. She's here to help you. Valentine's Day is coming up on Tuesday, and she wants to assure that you have a happy and safe Valentine's Day.
Yes.
We're at 312-981-7200 if you'd like to talk to us. George has a pretty good question, Wendy. I'd love to hear George's question.
Let's talk to George. Hey, Georgie.
Well, first, I want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Most importantly. And a lot of my friends have told me that I'm an idiot for what I want to do for Valentine's Day, and I kind of wanted your opinion. So I'm a woodworker as a hobby. So I made my girlfriend every year a piece of furniture, handmade, wooden furniture, and she really likes it. But this year I wanted to do something a little bit different. So instead of, spending a couple weeks in the shop, I booked a weekend away at a bed and breakfast just to get away. But then as the actual gift, I purchased this stuff. It's like a Mold Max quick set plaster mold. And what you can do is I wanted to do was mold our hands together with her ring. I bought her like this really nice ring. So you can actually mold your hands like, one hand holding the other. And I wanted to mold that and then turn that into like a little, like a coffee table, like a...
Is this a girlfriend or a wife, by the way?
Right, how long?
Just my girl. It's my girl.
Oh, wait. She will marry you in a second. This is
this sounds really nice.
I've seen that. That's that newer mold I've seen. So what... You said a ring. So what type of... She's wearing a ring? Because I thought you said that.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are engaged?
I bought her a nice ring last year. She loves it.
It's a friendship ring.
Okay.
Right?
Well, it's my girlfriend ring.
It's my girlfriend ring?
We've been together for 6 years now.
What's going on?
Well, God, it's time to marry her, George.
This is the proposal.
I'm only 30. I don't want to get married yet.
Oh, my God.
He's just a
what
kid.
Are you waiting for, 60?
That's a whole nother topic.
All right, well, first of all, the bed and breakfast. I got to tell you, the furniture thing to me is really touching, because if she's liked it every year, you've nailed it. Mm-hmm. And her, maybe.
Yeah, she's very sentimental.
I don't see how you could go wrong with this, George. You're making her furniture. You're taking her to bed and breakfast. You're molding parts of your body. Everybody's happy.
What are your friends saying? What's the opposition?
My friends think I'm stupid.
No.
Why? Because you're.
I don't know.
It's above and beyond?
Just the people that I hang out with. No, they don't think it's enough. You know, and
enough? What are they doing?
This is something that you will have to look at every single day.
I like that kind of stuff. But my buddies are just. One of my friends told me to take her on a helicopter tour.
That's too dangerous.
I don't think she would appreciate that.
That's a
15-minute ride.
Yeah, that's not what you're doing.
Get to the chopper.
All right, what are they? They're just probably taking their girlfriends out to dinner. I thought they were making fun of you because it was kind of sappy what you're doing.
No, this is great.
It's gorgeous.
I think sappy.
6 years, you know your girlfriend, so you know what she will like versus them. So I would go with your gut.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. You're just bragging.
You don't sound motivated.
I don't think George is bragging, do you? I think if I said to my wife, I'm going to make you a piece of furniture, she would die. She would laugh so hard, she would die.
It would be a chair with two, you know, one leg.
Right.
I tried.
No.
Sorry to cut you off. Yeah, usually what I did as far as furniture is concerned is that, you know, all year long, how women really love Pinterest?
Yes.
I tag myself into her Pinterest so that I could get all of her pins that she doesn't know that I did this. To this day, she doesn't know.
You are like the perfect man.
Right. You are a thinker.
So I find out everything she's pinned throughout the year, and I find like one thing that she really likes, and I try to encompass that into the furniture. So like 1 year I made her a bed that she really
I've
wanted.
Made a
one
bed,
year I made her
Wendy.
A jewelry box.
Not no physically make it.
Oh, you
not
made
pull
the bed.
Oh,
that's pretty good. You're a better man than
George,
I am.
George, honestly, you are giving people out there so many ideas. Check her Pinterest page because your girlfriend or wife is going to pin like jewelry that she likes.
Your friends are jealous.
You are a lifesaver. Your friends are idiots.
You know what? I'm going to. I wish I could get that in writing.
Well, have a great Valentine's Day, George, and stick with what you know. It sounds like you're doing the right thing.
Thank you so much.
You guys
are amazing.
Mold. I want to see the mold.
Yeah, would you send us a picture? Akilah wants to see it. We all want to see it.
Where do I send it to?
You can post it on our Facebook page, right. Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, and then we will share it because I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll do that the day after I give it to her.
That's all right. Awesome.
Awesome.
Good luck, George.
He is amazing, and any guy listening right now is like, holy crap, I better come up with something better.
Take notes.
In fact, this guy who's on the line right now, Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It, how about George?
I want to date him. That is my kind of man. If I'm going to go the other way, that's the guy I'm going for.
Lou, this guy, he's making furniture. He's got a bed and breakfast planned out. Wow.
And where your head is at, when he talks about making a bed, you're just pulling the sheet.
Right.
That's all I can do.
Yeah, no, get me George's number. I'm going to take him out to dinner.
All right.
I'll fight you for him. Thank you, Lou.
Thanks, Lou.
Love you.
I love you, too.
Wow.
Now, for somebody who doesn't have a boyfriend or a girlfriend or a significant other right now, Valentine's Day can really
be rough.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
So any advice to those people? Maybe go treat yourself and do something special.
I mean, I'm all up for that. There's a lot of singles events, like a lot of networking and mingling, maybe some, what's it called? Speed dating on Valentine's Day. So everybody who's there is in the same boat as you. Right. Or, I mean, if you are comfortable going out by yourself, you may be seeing a lot of couples out. So maybe you want to go somewhere that's a little bit more secluded.
Yeah.
But yeah, make it a day about yourself. What Wendy said about going to the spa, maybe that is going to be your spa day, right? And you can enjoy that day, make yourself feel pretty, and don't stress out over it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why should you? Akilah, I've always thought there should be a week to 10-day period just prior to Valentine's Day and Christmas where you're not allowed to break up with somebody. Is that a good idea?
That's what people get into fights too.
Right. Right.
Right. That should be a law, right? So if we could make that a law, you know, when people start to act up around the holidays, but definitely you don't want to break up with somebody.
No.
That's going to be what you're going to remember on that holiday every time. No divorce papers being served. None of
right.
that stuff that's going on right. for Valentine's Day.
Right. On the other side of the coin, with Tinder and Grindr and all these things that I don't know anything about,
if someone
is going to start dating someone, would it be best to wait till after Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that's too much pressure on Valentine's Day. And if it's there's no medium with that. It either can be super great, like our very first date was on Valentine's Day. We've been together since then. Or it could be the worst thing ever because you expect that you're going to be together forever. And Tinder and Grindr, those are hookups. Those aren't
all
really
right,
for those.
Well, getadate.com, match.
I would avoid that on Valentine's Day.
So if you just met, like, let's say you just went on your first date with somebody last weekend or the weekend before, this is awkward because you don't know what it is.
I probably just send flowers on the day.
That's
we
safe.
Communicate with each other that weekend, you know, like, you know what? I would be expressive and be like, this is kind of a pressure holiday. So maybe we should just, you know, exchange maybe small gifts or surprise her with flowers or surprise him with chocolates and just make it. Or if you want to do the in-house date, that would be a good one as well.
I'm so glad I'm married.
Yep.
Lucky.
Yep.
I wish Jim would make me furniture, though.
And if and he was, a hand mold.
Yeah, but he wouldn't mold his hand. He would give me a different gift. Maybe that's what I want for Valentine's Day. Okay,
keep in mind,
never mind,
Wendy, it's cold out. It's wintertime. So keep that in mind when you open your present this year. Akilah, thanks for putting up with this nonsense. It's always great to see you. Akilah Easter is a lifestyle and etiquette coach. And if people want to reach you, the best way to do that is?
AkilahCT.com. I have a blog. You can subscribe to the blog and I send you free tips every week.
Yep.
And AkilahCT, spell that.
AkilahCT. S is in Sam, I-T-I. It's my first and middle name.
Perfect. We'll
thanks,
put a link
guys.
On our Facebook page. Great to see you. A quick break, then some news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.